early last month amid a financial debt crisis and celebration over Osama bin Laden's death, President Obama announced his intentions to tackle the immigration issue in America.
We're here at the border because we also recognize that being a nation of laws goes hand in hand with being a nation of immigrants. This too is our heritage. This too is important. The truth is, we've often wrestled with the politics of who is and who isn't allowed to come into this country.
But there is fierce debate over whether President Obama has even submitted a plan, so the battle continues. While immigration reform seems like a matter of Homeland Security, California Congressman and member of the Homeland Security Committee, Dan Lundgren, believes it is also a business issue. Regardless of what President Obama implements with immigration reform, business competition will be affected.
So I am fearful that when he looks at immigration as he's looked at these other things, that he will not be as concerned as he should be about the impact on business. And maybe we shouldn't be surprised because he never himself was truly involved in the private sector.
Ira Melman of the Federation of American Immigration Reform believes unfair advantages for companies that hire illegals affect small businesses trying to remain loyal to American employees and wrecks business competition.
If you are trying to employ American workers paying American wages, and the guy down the street who's your competitor is hiring illegal aliens for half the price, then you have a difficult time being able to stay in business. But if everybody is forced to compete playing by the same set of rules, then you can compete based on the quality of the product or the service that you provide.
Martin Abadaka of National Immigration Forum agrees.
It also punishes folks who are playing by the rules, who obey immigration law and hire folks and want to pay their workers decent wages. Those folks are being punished by everyone else who's paying, you know, under the table. And I think that if we had immigration reform, it would necessarily create a system where the folks who are playing by the rules would know what the universe of available labor would be and how much they could afford to pay them based on, you know, prevailing wage laws, and then we could move forward from there.
This form of illegal business practice is an advantage for the employer, but Melman says the American people end up paying for it in the end.
Illegal aliens working in the labor market, they don't provide cheap labor except to the direct employer. It's really a form of subsidized labor. The employer gets to pay low wages. Everybody else in society then has to pick up the real cost of having the illegal worker and his family potentially here in American society. So we're paying for it out of a different pocket, but we are paying for it.
House Judiciary Chairman Lamar Smith and Senate Judiciary Committee Ranking Republican Chuck Grassley believe requiring employers to use the E-Verify system could be the answer to America's immigration issue. Currently a voluntary program, E-Verify allows employers to electronically verify legal documents of potential employees.
And that would at least allow the employer an ease of opportunity to determine whether or not the Social Security card being presented to them at time of hire is in fact a valid number. It doesn't truly authenticate, that is, there's no evidence that the person who has the card is the person who should have the card, but it does eliminate the use of fraudulent numbers or fraudulent accounts with Social Security.
Melman agrees, saying once enforced, the E-Verify system will aid in preventing future immigrants from coming to America illegally.
And that would be an enormous deterrent for people coming to the United States. The primary attraction is a job in this country. If employers had to go through this process, illegal aliens would react rationally. They would know that the jobs are not going to be readily available.
But the E-Verify system has its opponents. Martin Abadaka argues that E-Verify is not ready for implementation.
It's been deployed only in a limited number of places. The government database is fraught with errors. I think that it would burden small businesses with implementation costs in terms of new computers that they would need to comply with the database and data services that they would need. I mean, a lot of small businesses are either really small and can't afford that sort of thing or would bear an enormous cost trying to implement that sort of thing.
Beyond financial burdens, Abadaka says the system is capable of misidentifying legal citizens as illegal immigrants, which could cause a whole new list of issues.
It's another Band-Aid fix on what is ultimately a big national problem.
I'm Heather Isringhausen of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.